This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli emphasizes strengthening Nepal-China friendship across generations. Finance Ministry unveils 95-point guidelines for current fiscal year's budget implementation. CPN-UML Politburo meeting deliberates on statute amendment proposal. And Hamas accuses Israel of rejecting ceasefire deal, releasing all captives in Gaza. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has emphasized the importance of fostering Nepal-China friendship across generations. Speaking at the Nepal-China Cultural Summit held in Kathmandu yesterday to mark the 70th anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic relations, Prime Minister Oli stated that Nepal is committed to making all efforts to further strengthen the long-standing bilateral ties between the two nations. On the occasion, the Prime Minister presented several awards, including Youth Empowerment Award to Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Sunita Dangol, the Business Leadership Award to Rajesh Kalji Shrestha and Birendra Raj Pandey, and the Education Excellence Award to Anuradha Sharma. In a separate event, Prime Minister Oli affirmed the government's commitment to protecting democracy and highlighting that it was achieved through long struggles for human rights, peace and social justice. Inaugurating the International Conference of Progressive Legal Practitioners yesterday, Prime Minister Oli noted that the current leadership had played a crucial role in establishing democracy and safeguarding human rights. He also assured that the government would sincerely consider the genuine suggestions that emerged from the conference. The Ministry of Finance has issued a 95-point guideline for effective implementation of the budget for the current fiscal year 2025-26. The guidelines issued on Thursday have been circulated to all relevant ministries, departments and government bodies. They provide clear instructions on various aspects of budget implementation, including budget authorization, program approval, allocation, project implementation, fund transfers, and program amendments. Additionally, the ministry has issued a circular urging all concerned bodies to work responsibly with strong focus on financial transparency, accountability, and regular monitoring to ensure effective execution of the budget provisions. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhok has said the government is actively working to safeguard the constitution. Speaking at a meeting of the National Assembly's Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee yesterday, the Home Minister stressed that protecting the constitution remains a top priority for the government. He identified drug abuse, road accidents, suicide as three major security challenges facing the country. Minister Lekhok informed that the Home Ministry is mobilizing its subordinate agencies in a coordinated efforts to address these issues. He also stated that necessary arms will be procured for the police using the budget allocated in the current fiscal year in accordance with legal provisions. Emphasizing the need for infrastructure development, the Home Minister reiterated the government's commitment to strengthening security forces through both infrastructure and arms procurement. The Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives has reviewed the progress of the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion project. At the committee meeting held yesterday, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Debendra Dahal, informed that the detailed project report has been completed and construction is already underway. He said the government is prioritizing feasible projects, drafting new laws to remove development obstacles and formulating policies to ease traffic congestion in the Kathmandu Valley. Minister Dahal also shared that the ministry has cancelled 120 delayed contracts this year to ensure timely project completion. The committee has directed the ministry to maintain quality and ensure the timely completion of the Ring Road expansion. It also called for accelerating highway projects connecting nearby districts and constructing a flyover or underpass as part of the second section of the Ring Road widening. The Politburo meeting of the CPN-UML has discussed a proposal to amend the party's statutes. At the meeting held yesterday at the party's headquarters in Chiasal, Lalitpur, seven leaders shared their views on the proposal presented by Vice Chairperson Bishnu Prasad Paudel. Prime Minister and Party Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli addressed the event, highlighting recent political developments, the government's activities, and the importance of the statute. He emphasized that the party's current focus is on holding the statute convention and drafting necessary laws. Chair Oli also urged leaders to take a constructive and positive approach during the drafting process. The proposed amendment seeks to remove the age limit of 70 years and the two-term restrictions under Article 64 of the party statute. It also recommends maintaining the central committee to 251 members, including 15 office bearers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Nepal Telecommunications Authority has instructed all mobile and internet service providers to immediately shut down access to the Telegram app in Nepal. The directive follows a request from the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology citing a sharp rise in online fraud cases and the app's alleged involvement in serious crimes including money laundering. The authority said the move aims to curb criminal activities being carried out through Telegram and ensure public safety in the digital space. The investigation committee formed to probe the crash of a Saudi Airlines aircraft has submitted its final report nearly a year after the incident. Committee chairperson Ratish Chandralal Suman handed over the report to the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, at a meeting held at the ministry yesterday. Minister Pandey acknowledged that the report was submitted without any reservations and assured that the government would implement the committee's recommendations. The aircraft, which was en route from Kathmandu's Tribhuvan International Airport to Pokhara for base maintenance, crashed near the runway on July 24th last year, claiming the lives of 18 people. Remarkably, pilot Manish Sakya survived the fatal crash. The governments of Nepal and the Republic of Korea have signed an agreement to implement the Inclusive Rural Development Project in Bardia District. The agreement was signed yesterday at the Ministry of Finance by Finance Secretary Ghanashyam Upadhyay and Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tae-young. Under the agreement, the Korean government will provide assistance equivalent to $8 million through the Korea International Cooperation Agency's KOICA. The project will be carried out in 8 local levels of the Bardia district and is set to run until December 2029. Now, on to an international news update. Al Jazeera has reported that Israel has rejected a ceasefire proposal that would have led to the release of all captives held in Gaza. Quoting Abu Obeidah, the spokesperson for Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigade, the report states that the group had offered a comprehensive deal in recent months which would have released all captives at once. However, the proposal was turned down by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his far-right ministers. In a nearly 20-minute pre-recorded video released on Friday, Abu Obeidah said Hamas favors a deal that ensures an end to the war and the withdrawal of the Israeli forces from Gaza and the entry of humanitarian aid for the besieged population. Hamas is currently holding 50 people in Gaza, with about 20 believed to be alive. Meanwhile, the Gaza Ministry of Health reports that more than 58,667 Palestinians have been killed since the war began in October 2023. This includes over 7,800 deaths since the last ceasefire was broken in March. Now, the weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi province along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country with chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low-pressure trough is situated around its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 29 to 31 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes strengthening Nepal-China friendship across generations. Finance Ministry unveils 95-point guidelines for current fiscal year's budget implementation. CPN-UML Politburo meeting deliberates on statute amendment proposal. And Hamas accuses Israel of rejecting ceasefire deal, releasing all captives in Gaza. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.